You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Television is a pretty lucrative creative business, but a lot of artists don't get to have, or don't know how to have, a mix of creative happiness and financial success. Blending those two things and giving good advice is Corbett Barkley's job. She works as an arts consultant and professor and writes the column The Arts Shrink for public broadcaster KCET in California. If you're an artist or aspiring artist, you come to her with questions about how to make a living. Corbett Barkley, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So mixing art and commerce, you know, to my mind sounds in some ways a little unusual. I feel like people become artists because they want to do art, not have to think about money. Am I totally wrong?
No, I think you might be totally right. I think that a lot of artists that I work with really embrace this notion of a starving artist.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that they'll sit in a drafty attic and they'll do their work and they won't be recognized. And also going along with that is this kind of emotional angst that even adds to the romantic, you know, how romantic that idea is. And they buy into that very deeply. And it's hard for them to get over that and get around that. But I think that every artist has to look at their relationship to this idea of starving and angst and correct it before they can have a career that really does provide a living for them also.
I remember that when one of my brothers said he wanted to be a playwright, there were some raised eyebrows. If people say to you, well, wait a minute, how do you make this a viable career? What do you say back?
Well, I say, first of all, look at the number of people who have been successful in the area, particularly things like something like playwriting. You know, there's a history and a legacy of success in these areas. But I think it's a difficult conversation to have with people who are maybe hoping that you would get an MBA. It's a different kind of success. I find that I know people with MBAs who are very successful, but are very attracted to artists because artists have satisfaction in other, they have a deeply personal satisfaction. And maybe they don't make the money, but they tend to be really more satisfied from a deeply personal level. So I don't know, in our society, what we put the biggest value on sometimes is the number of that is your paycheck. We look at paychecks rather than satisfaction, but I think both of them are equal. And I think it's also very possible that those two things can meet in the middle, and an artist or a creative can also have financial success. And that's the best of both worlds. I mean, that's fantastic.
You've gotten questions recently about online funding, Kickstarters, mm-hmm. crowdfunding. I thought this was particularly fascinating. You had some tips for artists who wanted their Kickstarters to do well. I had no idea so many Kickstarters or crowdfunding experiments fail.
Yeah, a lot of them do. And I think there's a way, first of all, to test if you're going to fail, and a way to help ensure that you won't fail. The studies that I did in this area show that if you get to 40% of your goal, I think was the number, then your chances of having success increase by about 90% or so.
Wow.
So my advice to artists is if you're going to do a Kickstarter campaign, don't just pick a number and cross your fingers. You know the number that you need, have a budget that supports it, and then make sure that you have people who are going to commit to your campaign before you ever put it online. And I always advise artists to make sure, try the best that they can, to have about 50% of their goal, so that your campaign will be active from the time that you launch it till the time you get to the halfway point. And by that time, there'll be more momentum and, you'll find people getting more and more excited about it, because at the end of the day, people want to give to a successful campaign.
What are a few common mistakes that you have seen artists make in your career?
Well, the biggest mistake that I've seen artists make, and the most easily corrected mistake, is that they don't say thank you. And I know that that sounds ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous. But it's true that artists forget to say thank you. And I feel very strongly that there's great power behind gratitude. I know for a fact that that people who either support an artist, either through mentorship or advice or financially, respond very well and very deeply to being told in an appropriate and heartfelt way, thank you. You've made a difference in my career. And it will have a lasting impact because these are people that will stick with you in the long run. If you don't acknowledge your supporters, they'll go away. They'll find someone else to support.
Corbett Barkley is an arts consultant, educator, and serves as the arts shrink for KCET's Artbound. Thank you very much.
Thank you.